This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 7 after the hour. Time for us to get right to the heart of the matter with a man whose heart and mind is at work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He lives it. He breathes it. He sleeps it. He eats it. The world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's red hot.
Oh, my. You make me sound so one-dimensional. I live it. I eat it.
Yeah, he breathes it. No, I would say you could apply that to almost anything in your life. Don't you think that that is how you live your life? You have lots of passion for lots of things.
Yeah, lots of things. I enjoy this, but I find that I bring some of my other interests into it. I find that anybody that's like overly interested in one thing, that one thing suffers
boring.
Because they don't connect it to other things. And what's so beautiful about News Talk Radio is that it applies to everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to be on top of everything to really understand it. Now, here are some of the everythings that we've been dealing with all week on radio stations, such as the one you and I are broadcasting on right now, or the ones we are broadcasting on. We have the NBA and the NHL playoffs, which is very exciting to those who like basketball and hockey. We have number 9, and number 10 is the basketball and hockey. At number 9, Bill Cosby is going to stand trial. That's very interesting. At number 8, Freddie Gray acquittal. At number 7, TSA troubles. At number 6, the battle against ISIS. At number 5, the Egypt air crash investigation. At number 4, the Texas transgender suit. At number 3, China's naval actions and Obama's Vietnam trip and his trip to Japan.
We had Disney World next week.
Yeah. Sorry. We have number 2, Clinton's email.
He's going to have his email next week, too.
And McAuliffe's fundraising investigations. And number 1, we have the presidential race and Trump protests. So there you go on that. Here are the people that are populating our parlance. We have at number 10, Bill Cosby. Number 9, Elizabeth Warren. Edward Nero at number 8. Debbie Wasserman Schultz at 7, Terry McAuliffe at 6, 5 is Bernie, 4 is Bill Clinton, the old former famous. At number 3, the new Clinton, Hillary Clinton. At number 2, Barack Obama. At number 1, Donald Trump. Do you find when you see in the news it says, Clinton says, you have to say, which Clinton are you talking about?
Like Obama used to say when he was running 8 years ago, I don't know who I'm running against.
Yep.
And it's still the case here. The two of them can't best Trump, though, it would seem, according to what the polls look like at the moment. But I thought more interesting, not more, but perhaps as interesting, looking at the top 10 people on the list, 8 of the 10 of them are prominent Democrats. There's only one Republican, and then there's Bill Cosby, who's not political at all.
Where's the Republican?
Donald Trump? You don't consider him a Republican? Hey, he's a rhino, a Republican in name only.
Is Donald Trump really a Republican?
He's an opportunist. Perhaps as the opportunist, as the optimist party, we could have the opportunist party.
I've never seen a situation where they have a guy running who got the nomination who most of the people in the party don't believe.
Don't like.
Yeah. Well, all right. Most of the people in both parties don't like their people.
Well, but see what it tells you about the reality of the party machines are irrelevant today because people aren't being served by them. They're serving themselves. And that's part of the conversation. If you can get beyond some of the hardcore people. I got into this conversation last week at the Talkers conversation we had, and I would like you to overview that for us, too, Mike, because it was quite successful. The Talkers annual convention at Hofstra University last Friday netted some good conversation. I love the venue, by the way, and the people. It just lent itself more to being able to talk to our panel. Well,
Hofstra is a nice place, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a great. The studio. I was in the studio.
How'd it go?
It was just fabulous. I mean, it mirrored any great So I've worked in some great radio stations in my time. I've always told you that I love the facilities at KABC in Los Angeles when I was there.
Yeah.
And this studio was the same. It was good, solid broadcasting. The students that go there are very lucky to have.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying the students that go there are going to have a harsh reality check when they get a job at a real place.
Yeah, right. Yeah, some of the junk that exists at some of the stations today. But anyway, the conversation back and forth, the people in attendance, I didn't have a lengthy conversation with Mark Levin. He's always very friendly, even though I find it, I don't listen, and I think I've said this before, I'm not listening to a lot of talk radio because it doesn't stimulate me. And I don't say that in a negative sense because I'm a cheerleader for the format. I find that when I listen to some of these people, they're not really talking to me. They're talking to a different group of people, and they have their avid supporters. And I think that's the case, certainly, with Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, who are two wonderful guys. Frank, I enjoy their company a lot. But I'll tell you just an anecdotal sort of a side trip. You know that Bohannon and I have been friends and friends for years, and you have as well. There's a bunch of us that go back a long time, and we're just friends. So he and he said, I need a ride back to the hotel. So I got in my car, and we were driving around. And I had Victoria Keelan, who was there with me, and Bob Kay, both working on my program. They were following me in another car. Bohannon and I got talking about stuff. And I forgot where I was going. And I just kept driving around in circles for a half hour. And they're following me.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's terrible.
That was fun, actually, because we had...
It's fun for you. How do you think they felt?
They said it was like following Griswold in one of the vacation movies.
Oh,
Mark Griswold. So that was one of the outshoots. But I think there were a lot of people who were there. We got a lot of our questions answered about things that are going on in the business. We ought to talk about it a little bit more as the hour goes on. But I want to get to some of the issues, especially in your take on some of these things in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison, who's the publisher and the editor of Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com and you can find the review of Talkers 2016 at Hofstra if you would like. You also will find out who Michael interviewed this week on Up Close and In Your Face. Why do I never get that?
Because it's the only thing in the world that uses that expression. It's an expression that's completely ours. We trademarked it.
Right. Up Close and Far Out.
Isn't that
Sean Hannity is the person.
Up Close and Far Out.
Is scrutinized with Michael this week. You want to check that out. Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as well.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. Something this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Jr. for just $99. Keep the beat going with a Meinl Cajon drum, just $49. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings. Three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
17 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as we go through the stories, the charts for the week of May 23rd to the 27th, 2016. I said we ought to, I don't know where we, oh, Bill Cosby. I guess we need to, I don't know how much time we spent on that. Is it really interesting? You say, I think you were used the word interesting when we were going through the people list, and I don't know that I find it interesting. I find it annoying. Maybe there's a... Because of the same stuff, all these people... Some of the people say, well, we have 50 women. Even if it's 25 women who have a legitimate complaint. Maybe if it's only 5 who have a legitimate complaint. This mm-hmm. guy is out of his mind, I think, Michael. I mean, he's a definition of... We put a poster next to a maniac or a picture in the dictionary. This guy is... He's.
I find it interesting.
Use a lot of terms to describe him, but he's just a reprobate.
Yeah, well, I find it interesting because it's interesting. I mean, it's not interesting. Annoying is a strange word. Yeah, I guess it's annoying, but I'm not annoyed by these things because these are the subjects that we talk about. I don't think you're annoyed.
I don't mean annoyed. I find him annoying. I think we need to talk about the issue because it happens way too frequently on college campuses, business.
I see a different issue. I see a different issue here. The lens I view a Cosby story in is something that has come up a lot in our conversations on this program over the years, and that is, you cannot judge in today's world a book by its cover. You cannot judge what a person is about by their media image. And this is something that I think we have to teach people in schools going forward, because we're so inundated by media, you know, avatars, you know, brands. That word brand actually annoys me. Everything's a brand. Everything is brand means fake. Brand means a premeditated image that you work to create to give people an impression that really may not be based upon deed. And this is what Cosby teaches me, is that this man who is universally loved, plays the part of the America's dad, wonderful guy, was basically a cretin, a creep. And we see there's so much of that. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't trust anybody, but we shouldn't believe at face value what we see and hear in the media. That's all. And this is a great lesson for that.
Yeah, it really is in many ways. A lesson for men and for women, whether we learn it or we don't. This is a universal issue, as is the Freddie Gray situation. As far as I'm concerned, this is another universal issue. Number 8 this week on the countdown. What happened in the trial of one of the officers who most people thought would be easily convicted? Not so fast. He opted to go before a judge. The judge happened to be black. And so as a result of that, there's not a lot of hoopla in the city. About isn't it awful the way that we do color here? I mean, because the judge was black. I mean, a white judge that said the same thing that burned the city down. How do we live like that?
Well, we have a lot of problems with hypocrisy and categorization, and the race issue in America is a severe problem. Mm-hmm. And you know, you and I have about 20 seconds before the break. Let's solve it now.
Okay. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah, okay. Why can't we all get along?
There we go. Thank you, Rodney King. All right, next up, TSA Troubles, the number 7 item this week on our Talk Radio Review, 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're together each week at this time to dissect the impact and the import of the stories and the people who are being discussed on most of the mainstream news talk radio stations with the hosts, the programs, the topics of the week. And the TSA and their nonsense is number seven. The fact that this is what it is, the way it's being handled by the government is the reason Bernie Sanders has traction, is the reason that Donald Trump has traction. These people don't fix problems. They just throw more money at it. Okay, so they fired the person who was in charge of all this stuff. What does that do? Nothing. It doesn't fix a damn thing. These people stand around. You go through the... You traveled on air last week. You do a lot of traveling. I do. The fact that they, you know, they make a big thing out of the TSA pre-check, and then now they're closing the lines down. There's no more TSA pre-check in certain of the LAX facilities. You don't have TSA pre-check anymore because they say they don't have any people. They haven't fired anybody. Nobody's retired because they haven't been around there long enough. So where are the people going? What are they doing? Who's responsible for this outrage that they want to throw more money at? American Airlines decided to spend $4 million at LAX to change the way they've constructed the lines because everybody's getting ticked off. So... Mm-hmm. You know, what do we do about this other than sound angry? What do we do with
Take the train. Drive. Okay. Stay home.
Okay, let me just solve that.
I mean, it's a serious problem that, you know, we can blame people. I know a lot of I know a lot of TSA agents.
Really?
I know some personally.
Yeah.
And they live in constant fear that they're going to mess up.
They do.
They mess up every day.
I never told you the story about what happened to me at LA. Listen to this. I think I have not told you the story.
Mm-hmm.
I usually go through Terminal 4 because I usually use American. But I used another. I think I was on Virgin to go somewhere. So I'm in Terminal 3. and I'm not necessarily used to the setup, but it was in the days when they were still using those horrible x-ray machines that people didn't want to go through, and I was one of them. So I would opt out for a body scan or whatever they called them. So I'd say, I'm not going to go through the line. Okay, so then they'd supposedly bring over a male check person and, you know, do their thing. So when I get out of the line in this particular circumstance, the guy in the line whispers, "Male check," like that. So nobody heard him. I stand there for 3 or 4 minutes. I say, "Come on, I'm being penalized for not wanting to go through the x-ray machine." "No, you're not." I said, "Yeah, I am. Please get me in." He does again. "Male scan, line 3. Like that. And so I said, "Give me the supervisor, please." And the supervisor comes over, this little punk, 5'2". And he's looking at me. He's about 29 years old, eyeballing me like I'm a terrorist. I said, "I've been penalized for 14 minutes because I don't want to go through." "Oh, no, you haven't." I said, "Yes, I have. And I want to be patted down, and I want to get to my plane." Well, in the meantime, they'd taken my bags and put them over on the side after I started this conversation. So after I get through and I go down to the gate, I realize I don't have my phone. I can't find my phone. So I go back to the TSA agents and say, "I can't find my phone. Do you have, did anybody perchance turn in a phone? And describe it, please." "Well, it's all black." And the guy opens up the drawer quickly and says, "Nope, got no black phones in here." So there's somebody sitting at the desk with a phone. I said, "Ma'am, would you mind dialing this number?" So she dials my number. The phone rings in the drawer. So the guy opens up the drawer and sees the phone ringing and gets it out and he gives it to me. And I said, "This isn't a black phone." "Oh, well, it's got a red circle around the middle of it." I looked at him. I said, "You a-hole. Do you realize that this is the kind of stuff?" He just smirked at me and said, "Be on your way." You know, this is the kind of stuff, and we're paying for this?
Wow.
Isn't that outrageous?
I don't even know where to begin to respond, because we can blame these agents, but the problem is deeper. It's a societal one.
Yeah, it really is. It's 28 after the hour.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops. All those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Music is with us. Wherever we go, whoever we're with, the sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Jr. for just $99. Keep the beat going with a Meinl Cajon drum, just $49. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings. 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Kohl's makes it even easier to get Kohl's cash. This weekend, everyone gets $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on the summer stuff everyone needs, like swimwear as low as $15, shorts as low as $15, and tees and tanks as low as $10. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Now that's the good stuff. This Memorial Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 26th through 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
The American Veterans Center invites you to attend the 2016 National Memorial Day Parade, Monday, May 30th at 2 p.m. along Constitution Avenue. Join thousands as we honor the sacrifices of our military from the American Revolution to today, featuring musical performances, marching bands, celebrities, and active duty troops. The parade is produced by the American Veterans Center and made possible with support from Wells Fargo, the Nation of Kuwait, American Airlines, and Leidos. To learn more about how you can see the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way at Hulu's back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Top 10 Countdown. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the talk of the town, if you will. Top stories of the week, top talk topics from number 10 to number 1, whether it's the people list or the stories, fascinating things to go over, and we expound upon some of them, we being me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. This week, Up Close and Far Out gets inside the mind of Sean Hannity. Why was it you thought this would be? He's pretty strident in his beliefs, but one of the things behind the scenes that I found interesting is how he's working to help radio stations figure out how the rating system work. This has become a big thing for him off the air. I don't think he talks about it on the air, does he?
No.
No, he doesn't talk about it on the air. What's cool about the podcast and what's cool about him appearing at our conference, and the discussion on the podcast this week was the exact conversation I had with him in front of the industry. Mm-hmm. So it was a live recording. It wasn't live. It was recorded, but it was in front of an audience of several hundred industry people in the radio industry.
Right.
He's very active in involved, and this is nonpartisan. He supports people of all. Of all broadcast ilks, not even politics, is that there's trouble behind the scenes in the industry as we transition into the digital age in having accurate ratings. Yeah. The ratings don't always reflect how many people are listening, especially News Talk Radio, which has such a large online listenership that the Nielsen Company does not accurately measure at this point.
It hasn't ever, in my opinion. But
yeah, so,
it used to be Arbitron before. They haven't got a clue.
Well, it's hard to measure radio to begin with. I mean,
so then why are you charging people so much money to supposedly do a job that you can't do?
Well, this is a problem, and that's why we were talking about it. So, you know, my podcast is for media freaks.
Yes.
And it's not just for the industry. It's for media freaks, people that are really interested in media. I mean, it's a delight for those people. And you hear Sean Hannity talking about something you just don't hear him talking about on television or radio. And it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And that's part of it. He also talks about what's going on behind the scenes at Fox in terms of the personalities dealing with Trump. It's really kind of shaken up the barrel a little bit there. People are, they don't all feel the same way. And he talked a little bit about politics. So it's kind of a fun interview. It's about 35 minutes.
Does he ever say he's going to wait as soon as his kids get out of school, he's going to move to Florida and run for the Senate?
No, we didn't get into any of that. Mm-hmm. I think he loves radio too much.
He does. Mm-hmm. Well, he could do a radio show. I contemplated running. Somebody came to me, it was a number of years ago, when the seat for Congress in Palm Beach came up. And you know I have a longstanding connection to Palm Beach County. And so I actually thought about it for a while. I couldn't do it and run my farm, so most of the things that I've decided not to do in this business have been because if I did them, it would screw up my farming life. But I thought about running. I don't know that I would have. Who knows what you would do if you didn't take a shot at it. But I could have been the first person to go to Congress and be a radio broadcaster. I could do my program from where. There's nothing to stop me from doing. A lot of other people continue doing what they were doing before, their businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as well as being a congressman. Wouldn't it be fascinating to have a congressman as the host of a radio program? We get some ex-congressmen doing it.
That'd be boring.
That'd be boring. Okay.
I don't think the two work together very well.
Okay.
I think that to be a good radio talk show host, you have to be an unpolitician. You have to not care what people think of you. There's no such thing as an outsider politician. If you're an outsider, you don't run for office. If you run for office, you're now a politician. This whole thing about, the outsiders are getting elected. Well, they're not outsiders anymore. Mm-hmm. It's nonsense.
Oxymoron.
Totally. I mean, Trump is an outsider. He's the ultimate insider. Hillary's an insider. Bernie's an insider. What kind of outsider? He's a member of the Senate.
Mm-hmm. A club.
This is all stuff that, gives people a false illusion of what's happening. It's not accurate. It's not realistic. You can't be a politician and be a non-politician.
Interesting theory. Thank you.
Well, it's not even a theory. It's
true.
It's fact. I mean, 90%, I'm pulling that out of the air, 90% of the things that are said in the news and are said about life are nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well.
So, is 90% of this program is nonsense?
No, it's 100% accurate assessment of what's 90% nonsense.
Ah. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah. There we go.
I mean, much of what we talk about is a very objective, intelligent, factual look at BS.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say BS on the air?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
You can even say bull manure.
Wow.
Could say that and get away with it. Yep, that's it. Come a long way. Come a long way in the years we've been doing this. Okay, number four on the list of... items this week in the story department, the transgender suit filed by 10 different states against the federal government. So I'm quickly going to throw my take, and then I want yours more importantly. My take on this is that the taxpayer gets screwed no matter which side of the issue you're on, because the taxpayer, federal government, being sued by the states. So where do you think the money comes from for the states to sue the federal government? You pay for it, I pay for it, no matter what. So they have an unending supply of money that comes from you and me that they use. The states are going to sue the federal government. What do you think is going to come out of this? Zero. And in the meantime, they're all exercising their egos. I'm going to save and protect your freedom to go to the bathroom wherever you want. And in the meantime, you could very easily fix this by having one bathroom in every school where the transgender people go, and that's it. And that's the end of the story. You fixed the problem. And yet they're going to go off and sue the federal government. And
You fix the problem by having a bathroom for every popular gender.
Yeah. No, just put, instead of male, female, you just put special up on the door.
And right,
everybody,
right.
You go, yeah, make sure we have a stall for everybody and nobody has to see anything and everybody's happy.
Yeah, just or have private stalls. I don't know. Awful issue. It's an awful issue.
It is, because it gets to the basic core of the most prejudicial of all of our feelings, of our worry. I'm insecure about my sexuality. I didn't say that's not me. I'm just saying people that don't...
I'm insecure about your sexuality.
Are you really? Well, I guess we won't shake hands anymore.
No, but you know something? You said you were going to ask me my view, and I was hoping you wouldn't, but then I'm thinking about what is my view.
No, I give you time to think about it.
My view doesn't fit into any of the views out there, because, you know, I'm a very open person. I'm a very free-thinking, evidenced by the fact that I say it's all nonsense. Mm-hmm. But a part of me says people should have their modesty and their sensitivity about these things protected.
What's the immodesty about giving them their own bathroom?
No, I mean, if somebody is not comfortable having somebody in the bathroom with them for any reason, it should be at least considered.
Well, I think people have a problem. I think more men than women, because men don't have as much privacy as women. A lot of men have a hard time relieving themselves when there are other people around. They want privacy. Women have privacy. Men don't. So maybe we should start a whole movement. And I want to have the federal government require that stalls be put in all men's rooms so that everybody can have privacy. Where do we go with that idea?
That has just as much validity as any of these other discussions.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
That's the point I'm making.
Frankly, yes, you did. So. Yep. All right. So have we said enough about that?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll move on. It's 43 past the hour. You're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
The American Veterans Center invites you to attend the 2016 National Memorial Day Parade, Monday, May 30th at 2 p.m. along Constitution Avenue. Join thousands as we honor the sacrifices of our military from the American Revolution to today. Featuring musical performances, marching bands, celebrities, and active duty troops. The parade is produced by the American Veterans Center and made possible with support from Wells Fargo, the nation of Kuwait, American Airlines, and Leidos. To learn more about how you can see the parade, visit NationalMemorialDayParade.com.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Sweeps taxes, surcharges, add-on premium content subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean, no added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
It's 47 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio, top stories, topics, etc. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with his thoughts on some of these issues and how they play into the overall understanding of not only the issues, but people who are talking about them. The president is working out of the country this weekend. He is talking, as usual, about things that sometimes are hard to understand. The Vietnam trip, what I find hard to understand is that the president announces that he's as closely connected to the military-industrial complex as any president in recent history. Let's sell more arms to the Vietnamese. Let's find another country to buy more arms from us, because that's good business. What, the Vietnamese are going to stand up against the Chinese? That's what he said. Well, the Chinese are becoming more important here, so they've got to protect themselves. The Chinese would step on the Vietnamese like an ant, stomping on an anthill. I mean, come on. And so here's Obama saying, we got to help them protect themselves. Really?
So how do you... here again is an example of what's said having no meaning. Obama ran as the candidate of hope and the candidate of peace. Yeah. You know that he's the only president in recent history that there was war going on for his full 8 years.
Yeah, right. He's done nothing to stop it. He's done nothing to stop it. I had a conversation with somebody on the air, as much as I don't like getting into these conversations, about Obama and what he's accomplished. And, you know, I'm a nonpartisan. I don't like any of them. So it's easy to look at Bush and see what a failure and a fumbler and a bumbler he was. And Obama's the same thing. So where do you come up? Where do you find? Here we are once again, people saying, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Hillary. Or I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Trump because we don't have any good candidates. Okay. So why don't we? That's the conversation, isn't it?
No, we don't, because it's too dangerous to run for president if you value your self-respect, your privacy, and your dignity.
So we have clowns as president.
Bingo.
Jeepers, girl. Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Huh? Yeah, it is awful. The situation is very, very destructive.
Well, it's
very
dangerous.
Very, very dangerous.
Man,
very,
dangerous.
Very dangerous. And there's nothing good about it. I despise when people in our business say, well, it's good for our shows. Well, we live in the real world. When you step out of your show, you're not exempt from reality.
I don't know that it's good for our shows, frankly. I'm not sure that it's good for our shows at all. I think that what's good for the country... we ought to be doing and discussing what's good for the country, but then again, we have to understand, okay, well, how do we decide what's good for the country? We have our own interpretation of it, and thus the conversation continues then, right?
And well, if we really talked about what's good for the country, we wouldn't worry about what's good for us, and of course, we can't do what's good for the country if we don't put ourselves first. So, it's very hard.
Well,
hard.
I have 10 seconds, because somebody's working outside the building, and my building's going to collapse.
Sounds good.
In 10 seconds. So
it was a new sound effect.
Right. Drilling into the issues of the day on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 50 minutes past the hour.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get at it here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a professor of law at Bentley University in Boston, also a noted legal mind and as an expert on jurisprudence. How do you like that? Sounds like something you have for dessert. Stephen J.J. Wiseman brings us dessert. Okay, so the reason he's here is to take apart some of the legal issues and the stories that have been very important this past week. The Bill Cosby trial, what's new there legally?
Well, it's kind of interesting. What happened this week in the Cosby trial was just a probable cause hearing, and this is a hearing by which the judge decides if there is enough evidence to go ahead with a trial. And so the prosecution, what they want to do is present just enough. They don't want to tip their hand too much, but they want to do enough to have the charges be brought up for trial, and that's what they did. They got it so that the judge indicated there was sufficient grounds, there will be a trial. The big issue, and the one that you're going to see in a preliminary hearing, another preliminary hearing before, is whether or not the prosecution is going to be able to bring up statements by the as many as 50 other women that have allegedly been assaulted by him. And generally, if you've done something, you know, committed a crime before, allegations variations of that are not allowed in a trial because it doesn't mean you did it this time. But where I think they will allow it is if it shows a pattern. And that's what you definitely do see in this. So I think if Cosby is able to have his attorneys not allow those other women to testify, he's got a shot of getting off. There are all kinds of legal reasons for that. But okay, if they testify, he's toast.
Number 8 on the countdown this week is the acquittal of the second officer in the Freddie Gray trial in Baltimore. Are you surprised that this is the way it came out?
No, not really. You know, the first trial with William Porter was one that the prosecution thought they had a better chance of. It ended up being a hung jury. But this particular officer, he went before not a jury, went before a judge. And, you know, frankly, there were definitely some things wrong done in the Freddie Gray case. But I think there may have been an overcharging of officers who were not sufficiently directly involved. And from what I saw of the evidence in the trial this week, the judge did make the correct determination, and this you couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that this particular officer had done anything wrong.
Isn't it a shame that the outcome of this was determined by the fact the judge was a black judge and not white? If it had been a white judge doing the same thing, many of the locals feel there would have been riots in the street, yada, 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 but because the judge was black.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, also remember that some of the defendant Baltimore police officers are African-American as well, but we're so sensitive to issues and sometimes overreacting to issues in regard to just color.
All right. State of Texas and 10 others are suing the federal government for the transgender rulings that have come down. More government malfeasance. These would be easy problems to fix, but they don't want to. Rather take our tax money and waste it. One group suing another group. So what comes out of this?
The cases won't go very far because on legal, technical grounds, these states don't have the grounds to challenge it. It has to be an individual. In addition, what they're challenging are guidelines, and all they are guidelines. Where the states are concerned is the federal government can say, because you're not following these guidelines, we're going to reduce funding that we give you, and that's a very legitimate interest of the states. But technically, they don't have the grounds, they don't have the standing to challenge this. That isn't to say that we're not going to have individuals challenge this, and they might, but at the moment these suits are just grandstanding by a number of states' attorneys general.
All right, last item has to do with the Clinton email business. Is there anything, can we just like put this to bed too, or is there some more legal foolishness that can be stirred up here?
It's going to keep stirring up. You know, a lot of people were looking at some of the headlines and missing the depth of it. The rules were not terribly clear at the time that she was doing this. Obviously, she made some mistakes, but it's being blown out of proportion. The big thing will be if the FBI brings charges.
Mm-hmm. Think that's likely?
I don't.
No, not in this administration. He's going to let his administration ruin the chances for a Democrat to be president, because that's what this would do.
Well,
for
the Trumper chances.
Oh! Whoa! Wait a minute here. Okay, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the countdown.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.